This interview is taking place here at the National Corn Growers Association National and State Staff Meeting, which is taking place in St. Louis, home base for NCGA. And I'm speaking with Mimi Ricketts with NCGA and Mark Lambert with Illinois Corn Growers Association, who says he doesn't have a whole lot of voice, but we're going to find out in just a minute. First of all, Mimi, why don't you explain to me what this meeting is and the purpose behind bringing these people together?
This is an annual meeting of the national staff and the state staff, and the purpose is for us to spend some time together reviewing common interests, shared problems, concerns, and having an educational format for the staff on everything from office productivity, new technologies, to issues that face all of our associations both on a state and national level.
Is it all work, or is there a little bit of play involved, too?
Well, I think there's a little bit of play, and that's why probably Mark can't speak so well today. He was out cheering the Cardinals on last night.
All right. Well, and turning over to you, Mark, as a state staff member coming here to this meeting, what are some of the things that you take away, or maybe even can already say you've been able to get here at this meeting?
Well, there are a lot of states that, you know, that make up the National Corn Growers Association, and everybody seems to have things that they do better than other states. So it's, you know, you can, the best idea is that I think we, you know, we have in Illinois, we stole from someplace else. So there's a little bit of that that goes on. It's, you know, it does allow you to, you know, to accelerate what you're doing by, you know, getting new ideas. There's professional development here too, which is kind of important. You get so busy with the day-to-day that I don't think you necessarily stay on top of what's new in the industry and new tools you should be using. This is a one-time-a-year opportunity to get all these people in one room and pick their brains.
Well, we talked about using new media tools today, like blogging and podcasting. Do you see some application for that with your organization?
Well, we are already using audio reports to our board members, and we do a daily corn industry update that we do post on our website. So I'm really considering trying to use those to best effect. And you know, I think the blogging in particular is something that we're going to pursue.
Great. And looking at it on a national level, Mimi, how would you say this kind of technology is being received or looked at by the people who are here today?
Well, in terms of professional development, all the states in the national have varied sizes of staff. We have everything from, you know, large staffs to very small 1 to 2 people staffs, which gives each staff member, each state, and the national an opportunity to take a look at this new technology and to kind of forward think. There's a lot of media out there, and there's a lot of ways to get the message out. Is this the best way to do it? What are the advantages of it? And how easy is it to do it? Many of us are small staffs doing it on our own.
And I think that's a key issue. And another one I'll ask you to comment on is, are they able to get it? And I think that, as much as I'm a proponent, it's a key issue. Is there enough of an audience out there that can go online and can download even just audio files, take up a little bit of memory and need a little bit of bandwidth to get there?
That's a great question, and that's one that we ask ourselves all the time. Who's out there getting emails? Who's out there online? What's the connectivity availability? You know, we hear from members out in the countryside that they're on dial-up and that it's a frustration. Yet we have members who are very tech savvy and on high-speed internet, and they want the information as quickly as they can get it.
How about what's your perspective on that, Mark?
Well, we've done what we can over the years to try and keep our leaders in particular on the cutting edge, and you know, emails is something that, you know, really works for us and has for quite some time. But line speed is an issue. The good news is it is getting better. There, you know, technology is catching up. But, I mean, there's a revolution going on in communication, and we've got to get rural areas involved and allow them that opportunity.
Well, thank you very much. That's Mark Lambert there with the Illinois Corn Growers Association, and also with me, Mimi Ricketts, with National Corn Growers. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.